Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
See, because I paid a late for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast Podcast. This is Gatch, and on behalf of myself and Terry, we will join this podcast in progress, because we had an annoying fan going on for about the first minute. So, here we go.
We've upgraded our sound system, as we wished for last week, and shouted out to Jeff Simpson.
Jeff Simpson.
He appeared.
On the sound.
And so he's not here right now because he had to go close up his store. Maybe we get them to sponsor us, or maybe just because Jeff helped us out like he did. We'll say today's episode is brought to you by the Cash House. In Cash House.
Yeah.
He manages that there. Place. Yep. He'll give you a good deal or whatever kind of deal he can give you.
Is that a place that's still the pink place, right?
I don't think it's pink.
Oh, it's not pink?
Well, no, but it's a house and it's on... Shit. Way to be with it. I don't know the
Pacific.
Address. Yeah, it's over kind of by McDonald's on the other side.
Yeah,
of
right after you get over the our international listeners aren't, you know, we got plenty of international listeners.
I'm sure we do, you know, but I was just wondering, they probably have a website. Maybe not. We'll ask Jeff when he comes back, because he's going to come back and chat with us for a while. On today's episode, by the way, it's Wednesday. Happy hump day to all you humpers. We were trying to think of something to call our listeners, because I was actually surprised and amazed that we had, like, what'd you say, 70-some downloads?
Yeah, 74 last time I looked.
And that was in a week. Well, actually less than a week.
Less than a week.
We didn't get the episode up. This Wednesday's episode wasn't up till Thursday. So.
No, I think we put it on Friday, and then Saturday I don't think it was accessible at all.
No, I talked to several people who said, dude, I tried to listen and I couldn't. Actually, that was a bummer. And I said, well, try again. That'll be something to tide you over until today's episode, and then it's today.
Was this recently?
Yes, it was actually yesterday. I was talking to Mr. Jake Quinette, and he said that, how did it go? And I said, good, did you listen to it? He goes, I tried, and I go, what day? And he told me, I think it was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, our server was down, iTunes was messed up, and...
No, it was me, I had actually...
I was trying to cover for him.
Oh, okay.
Dustin fucked up.
Yeah.
Everybody say it. Dustin fucked up.
Okay.
But hey, at least he admitted it, and he owned it, and he dealt with it, and he fixed it.
Can you believe it's been 2 years since Dio has passed away?
I can't. You know, I was listening to the new Tenacious D, who are big promoters and supporters of Dio, and, you know, I just can't. It's been 2 years. I was talking to Hans Jochumsen, and he's like, he didn't even know that Dio died for like three months or something. And I accidentally mentioned it at practice, and I was like, yeah, I can't believe, because Dio's dead. And he's like, what?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it was kind of like your mom died 3 months ago. Nobody told you? And he was just like, really?
Wow.
And he kind of went all, oh, hold on. So he went, hey, that's not.
Yeah.
So, 2 years, that's a long time.
It's been almost six since 666. And I remember buying my Slayer shirt that day. It was 666 on. It's been 6 years almost.
Wow. I just wore that the other day. I've probably only worn it six times, but maybe more. But I thought about trying to make some money off of it. It's not worth more than about $45 on eBay right now. Maybe in 20 years.
Huh.
But what were you saying? Somebody died?
Dio.
Yeah, Dio. That's right. That was 2 years ago. That's why I forgot. I'm already losing my train of thought here.
Let's see, we've had some other deaths too, right? There's going to be no summer, no more summer.
Dude, there was a bunch of them. Like, I guess they're having a disco party in heaven.
It must be.
Or hell. Wherever those disco, Robin Gibb from the Bee Gees and Donna Summer, and I think both of those were on the fucking Saturday Night Fever soundtrack in the 70s, which maybe that means John Travolta.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That picture came out of it. Did you hear about that?
I heard that people are talking about him being gay.
There was a picture of him kissing another man.
Yeah.
That came out.
It wasn't his son? Because that's not gay. I mean, unless you're tongue kissing.
Yeah, if your tongues are locked.
Maybe the Scientologist's okay. I don't know. He's a Scientologist, right?
Yeah.
That's weird. Also,
we shouldn't probably talk about Scientology. We'll both end up dead.
That's kind of like Chuck Barris. We're talking about him, who I found out he's alive, by the way. Anybody who listened to the last show, he's 83. And, dude, he used to work on American Bandstand behind the scenes. He wrote the song Palisades Park.
Really?
He wrote he invented the newlywed game and the dating game and the gong show. And I found out that the CIA claimed that he never worked for them and that his movie was just, like, fiction. He said he assassinated 33 people.
33?
For the CIA,
wow.
Yes. Yeah, so apparently there's a...
He should have made a game show about that.
He tried, I guess. It's called the CIA show or whatever, but... No, and I didn't know that they revived the Gong Show in 2008 on Comedy Central with Dave Attell. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And then I thought about it. 2008, I was living in Lacombe. We had no cable, so
I don't
wasn't
think I
watching
ever
television.
Cable either.
And I go little spurts without watching cable, and when I watch cable, but then I don't.
When I first watched CSI, speaking of CIA, which has nothing to do with it, but when I first watched CSI, I thought it stood for Cigar Store Indian. I was stoked to watch that, but turns out it's something completely different.
Is that the one that Ice-T is on?
Yeah, I think so. It's such a dramatic change, him going from that serious role to that Tea and Cocoa show, or whatever it is, Ice and Cocoa.
I really wish I didn't know what that show is, but I do, because my wife, bless her heart, she likes to watch shows like that. Uh-huh. And, oh, by the way, before we get any further, I want to know right now. No, not Meatloaf, but there was a subject we touched on at the beginning of the last show. I don't know if you recall or if you listened to the show. I listened to it to make an outline, plus I'm narcissistic and like to listen to my own voice.
Uh-huh.
But I mentioned a thing about my Facebook, sharing a page with my wife, and then I did the wah, wah, wah. I just wanted to clear something up because I had some people come up to me at the green room this last weekend at the show down there and say, and they said to her, you should let him get his own Facebook.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so, you know, she called it, and I said, no one's going to do that. She called it beforehand. People are going to think that I'm controlling you, and it's not the fact. I want to clear it up for everybody that's listening, and even for you, Dustin. When Facebook came out, I was a MySpace.
Yeah.
I was a MySpace.
I remember.
I was anti-Facebook. I didn't want to do it. So my wife had a Facebook because she had a lot of friends, and then all of a sudden, all my friends from high school and all my old band friends.
I remember when that went down.
And so she's like, why don't you just join my page, and we'll be a Facebook page together. And I said, that's awesome. And so, you know, I have...
Well, even before that, you resisted. I mean, you weren't really... For, like, a month, I remember, she changed it, but you weren't really active on it.
No. And then people...
Until, like, the I-5 coalition thing. I remember that, and I was like, hey, man, you know, the bands are starting to get some... It's becoming more band-friendly.
That's what it did for me. When Reverb Nation kind of linked up, and you could have actual music player, and then...
With MySpace, you had, like, what, 10 pages for your 10 bands.
And
you
now
know,
you
manage.
Have actually increased my page velocity by doing some pages for Victims and Bleach and some defunct bands and the
Bone
Jars.
I like to do that, and then I make you administrator, and then I leave.
Yeah, well, I actually did that for myself because I talked to some people about it, and I tried to tell them, you know, my wife is not telling me you can't have a Facebook page. I didn't really want one. And the only reason I would want one, like I said, was for promotional purposes, because they said, oh, well, sometimes promoters and other comics might get confused when it's Terry and Danigale. But I don't really care. So I made an extra page, kind of like our Sons of Confusion and Grief Hammer pages.
One that you can like.
Yeah. But as I've used it the last day or two, you can't send personal messages. You can't comment on sites. I can't go to the Portland Comic Board because I'm not a member. I have to go ask Terry and Danigale. And that's fine with me because I figure it this way. I'm a local amateur comedian, if that, in my eyes. And if I ever get any farther in my comic career, I'll have a fucking website that says www.terryguile.net. I'm not going to have a Facebook page.
Yeah, or you'll have your one that you can like, because, I mean, you know.
I have it now, and I even surpassed the Tag Cast podcast in likes.
Nice. Nice. Well, that's people not... must
like. I know that sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I apologize. People need to go and like us on Facebook.
Right. Because once I don't know if anybody saw this, but I don't know why it is, and I don't know if it actually means we have more control. But once you get 30 likes, you can see your insights, which tells you if people are talking about you. Which you know, yeah. It's not so much narcissism. It's only a little bit of narcissism. The rest is just curiosity and want to know if we're doing this for nothing or just doing it because you know. Yeah. We have
people in Switzerland are listening.
And what I've noticed is I have a few friends, and my childhood friend from Brownsville that grew across the street from me, he lives in California, and I see him maybe once every 5 to 10 years, which sucks because it's one of those best friends that's still your best friend, even though you never see him.
Yep.
So I've been listening to him on his podcast, and it's kind of like I get to catch up with my old buddy.
Yeah.
And then he can go ahead and I'll muster. Ketchup.
Sorry. No, and so relish on that.
So yeah, and I think my friend Nick Woos, he listened and he posted, I can't believe I listened to the whole thing. Good shit. But see, he's one of my old friends who lives in Portland. I don't get to see him enough, and mm-hmm. I think people can listen to this and say, hey, I know what Terry and Dustin are doing, and you've got friends that I don't know that live out of state and family and whatnot. And I just hope nobody gets offended by anything. Well, actually,
oh fuck it.
Nice. I did send some requests to some people who, I, after the fact, thought, oh, we're kind of explicit. They're
yeah,
kind
but
of
they
kids,
know us,
but
though.
Exactly.
They know.
We're
you know.
Awesome.
We're good people.
So anyway, yeah, we had a good show at the Green Room on Saturday. That was Chris Castles and Seth Milstein, who will be our guest on Friday. We also had Will Woodruff and Andy Bradwin also did a guest set on myself, and we had Carmine McGee open the show. And Chris Castles actually paid me money, which is awesome.
Wow.
So kudos for him, because not saying that no one else pays, but a lot of times you don't even get gas money. So got some gas money, and I went
over. It's always a plus.
And we've been kind of, you know, skimming along like everybody else in today's economy, so we figured we'd splurge and go over to Voodoo Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I love those, so I had to get a bacon maple bar. And
nice.
Go in there, thinking to spend $5, maybe buy one donut a piece. And I asked for an ODB. Uh-oh, shit.
So I got a question about the...
My phone's
the
ringing, but I can't take it right now.
The Voodoo Donut was... do they have bacon strips on the maple bacon?
Yes. They do. They have bacon strips.
It's not just the dog food. Not the dog snack.
Not bacon. No, they have two strips of bacon, and it's probably placed into the maple, like, before it's dried, you
mm-hmm.
know, because it's, like, in there, and it's not covered it, but, yeah, it's good, though. And so we went in there. Sorry, I got distracted. My phone started ringing, and it was actually... Friday's guest, but I'll get back to him in a minute here. Anyway, we went to the Voodoo Donuts, planned to spend $5 because they're kind of spendy, and
mm-hmm.
my buddy that used to play in a metal band, we used to play shows back in the day, like Samurai Duck back in the day, and Eugene, and so he always kind of treats me extra nice, so I said I want an ODB, and which is like Oreos and peanut butter.
Old
and
Dirty Bastard?
Yeah, it's named mm-hmm. after the Old Dirty Bastard. And it looks like an old, dirty, crusty, dirty thing, but it's just delicious. So I ordered one each for myself, and then my wife got two donuts, and then he just put, like, four other donuts in there. And then she goes, oh, could I get a Dr. Pepper? And then he was going to put more donuts in. He's like, oh, Dr. Pepper. And then he puts stuff away and gets a Dr. Pepper. And so I thought, oh, he's loading us up. I wasn't going to say, hey, I didn't ask for all those donuts. But
yeah.
Then I'm like, all right, how much do I owe you?
Sugar rush, right?
How much do I owe you? And he's like... on me.
Nice.
So he gave us like 8 or 10 Voodoo Donuts and a soda for free. Won't mention any names, so I don't want to get him fired, but
Reason I asked if they were strips was because I went to a local supermarket here in town, and they had one of those, and it was bacon pieces on there, and it just wasn't memorable, and I was like, why wouldn't they put the strips on there?
It was just little pieces? Or
yeah, it was just like little pieces.
Bacon bits?
Like, yeah, it was bacon bits.
No, these are like real pieces of bacon that are cooked good. They're
mm-hmm.
not overcooked and over crumbly. They're still
yeah.
It's not hot bacon by any means, but it's good though. I definitely recommend the Voodoo Donuts. We did have a weird incident. I've shared this in my stand-up act one or two times, but it's kind of weird. But I'd like to share it here. My wife went to Voodoo Donuts in Portland, which is way smaller. And they said, she goes, hey, we got a Voodoo Donuts in Eugene now. And they're like, oh, you mean Whitey Town?
Ooh, Whitey Town.
I know. Like, I guess
they said that to you in Portland?
Yeah, they told my wife that Eugene was Whitey Town.
Portland isn't that, you know, racial, though, really,
is
it?
Well, they got a lot of black people down around where Voodoo Donuts is, I think.
Yeah, I guess so.
But, I don't know. This is kind of weird. And, like, when I was on my way to one of the open mics I was doing in Eugene, and I actually saw, like, five separate black people on my way, and this was in a, like, two-minute period in Eugene. And so, I said, screw you, Voodoo Donuts in Portland. We're not Whitey Town. We have some Asians, and... Like, I like those people who say, I'm not racist, I have black friends. Name one. That guy.
Willis.
What are you talking about, Willis? All right, so what do you got for topics over there?
I heard the Arrested Development is doing a movie. Have you heard about that?
I did, and they got a season 4, too.
Half season. That's going to be, what do you call it, produced by Netflix?
Yes, well, I don't know if it's going to be exclusively available on Netflix.
I think they're putting the money behind it, right?
So they're going to have all of the episodes available on day one.
Yeah.
Which is different.
Yeah. What do you think about that as far as, like, the online streaming Hulu and Netflix producing their own stuff? Because I heard Netflix was actually interested in financing another season of Reno 911, I think it was.
Well, that'd be cool. Yeah. Comedy Central dropped them, or what?
Well, I think they dropped them quite a long time ago, but, I think they wrote a second movie, but I just don't think that it got taken on.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't know that. I knew that they had struck some kind of a deal with them, but I wasn't sure if Netflix said, hey, we'll pay for it, the development or whatever, but... I guess it was easier than trying to get it onto a network, and they probably wouldn't have to be as sensitive. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
It's been like 8 years, though, since it's ended, though, right?
I know. That's kind of weird to me. Kind of like that Men in Black movie that came out. Like, Tommy Lee Jones is so much older now.
I know.
It's like, I don't even know.
I heard that was one of the top five most expensive films to make this summer.
Huh. I don't doubt it. It looks pretty spectacular. If you call that kind of stuff spectacular.
Yeah,
I'm not a big action movie fan, but...
Yeah, it's weird for a Will Smith movie not to be coming out on July 4th or July 4th weekend.
Is that when it normally comes out?
I think so. Ever since Independence Day, it seemed like for about 10 years he had one come out every July 4th.
Did you see that thing on the internet about him slapping a reporter?
No, I didn't.
Actually, Dana's sister, Jessica, posted it, and she was like, I don't care what you say. I love Will Smith, and he can slap anybody he wants. Which is cool. You know, I don't really have anything against Will Smith. I used to listen to Parents Just Don't Understand when I was a kid, and then all of a sudden he was Fresh Prince, and then all of a sudden he was Mr. Fucking Actor.
What a world, though, for that. I mean, he was like, Parents Just Don't Understand. And that's where just such a humble beginning where he's just now like $20 million a movie.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing is, like, I don't know, he could slap a reporter, if they just wouldn't stop. I didn't watch the video. I just got a kick out of her. Little thing was funnier to me. He can slap anybody that he wants. All right, go he's Will pretty, Smith.
He's pretty respected, though. I think just amongst people in general.
Yeah, for sure. He's kind of earned his keep or whatever.
And even in Fresh Prince, the Fresh Prince doesn't seem like that long ago, but that was on his like. Greener years, I guess. What would it be like?
Oh, he was only like 20 or something, wasn't he? 18, 19?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you know, I thought that was after you saw My Blinker Bitch, that big hit that he had. You saw My Blinker Bitch.
I think I lost Will Smith before Smith. When I talk about black people, I like to say Will Smith. Because on my birthday party, he came over with Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I don't know how many of the listeners know, but you went and tried out for X Factor.
I did. That was weird.
Yeah.
I made it through the first round, and then... It was such an ordeal, though, you know, like, we went there and we had to go at, like, we got a hotel room in Seattle and stayed the night because it was going to be 420. And my dad goes, there's something. If it's 420 in Seattle, you must have to go.
Oh, it's magical.
I had to go. And plus, they were having the Nirvana exhibit at EMP, which was brand new. The exhibit was brand new, so we just decided we had to go. We had the money, so we got a motel room. We got up at 4:30 in the morning and went down to Key Arena and waited in line for like 3 hours. We get in there, get my wristband, I go down, and they've got like 24 booths on the floor of Key Arena where they normally are playing basketball.
Yeah.
And they're booths that are separated by curtains and rods, little maybe 6x6 booths. There's like 24 of them, and you just go in there and sing a cappella to some person while there's other people singing different songs, and you can hear them. Like, some lady was singing Respect by Aretha Franklin.
R-E-S-P-E-K-T.
And she's like going, blah, 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 you know, and here I am trying to sing Your Song by Elton John with no
My
music.
Song?
Yeah, you know, the one you wrote. No,
yeah.
It's called Your Song.
I Am Bernie Taupin.
And then I did Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone, and then they made me do my third one, which was John Mayer, which is pretty gayer than anything I would have ever sang, but it's to showcase my vocal abilities and my savvy. What is this?
Savvy.
The lady really liked me, and she did nothing but big smiles, and she goes, you made it through, and I got my golden ticket. And so, funny thing was, I took a picture of my golden ticket with my phone, and I posted it on Facebook. And then I went backstage, and then I signed this waiver, because I was in, and it said, you are strictly prohibited from posting any of your statistics on any social media network. And I was like, excuse me, sir, does this mean that I shouldn't have just posted a picture of me holding my golden ticket on my Facebook? And he goes, oh, no, 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 you should probably delete that right away. And I was like, I'm not going to get in trouble or anything. He's like, no, you didn't know. As long as you delete it right now, you'd be cool. So if I would have, and then the next day we had to stay the night. I didn't know that. If you make it through, we had to stay another night. So we had to book another night at the motel. Stay another night, go down to the W Hotel, which is a big-ass place.
The Dub.
I think, actually, I seen that on Curb Your Enthusiasm from New York and L.A., you know, Jeff Garlin. Mm-hmm. He stays at the W, and his bitch cunt of a wife kicks him out, Susie. I hate to use the C word, but she just evokes that from me. Anyway, side note. Anyway, so the next day I went and sang for two ladies in a room, and they encouraged me to sing the same song because that's what got me where I was. And then they asked me what my story was before I sang, and I was probably a little too honest with them. I said, I live in Brownsville and run a car wash, and I got 7 kids, and play a bunch of bands. And I sang one verse in the chorus, and they're like, I'm coming in. We're going to have to say no. And I heard the lady before me singing like a banshee, and she made it and come out jumping up and down, and I came out, and I looked at all the people who were in line and my wife, and I was like, nope. And they're like, what? And so, you know,
say what?
Then it's the sour grape syndrome, which I really don't believe that is, but some people may say that. I looked over the stuff, and if I would have got in, I wouldn't have been able to promote myself in any way, shape, or form, any of my other bands.
I couldn't
do that. Oh, they're real strict. And so for 11 weeks, I couldn't do anything, I had to sign a contract of vow of secrecy and I was responsible if any of my family members that I had told leaked out anything, you know, so I could use a $5 million record contract, but I don't want to be produced by Simon Cowell, and you know. And then I saw what they were doing. They were making them do like American Idol. You gotta dance, choreography, sing. I'd take my leg off and just hop around like a maniac.
Well, the reason why I asked was I saw the other day I was watching America's Got Talent with Sharon Osbourne being the Howie and the Howard sandwich.
Howard Stern?
Yeah. And there was a guy on there, his story was that he was 49 years old, and he played the piano and sang You Are So Beautiful to Me, and then they let him through. And this is like, that America's Got Talent is the cover song right there. I mean,
some people get that through because they feel sorry for him, I guess, but do you think that they should?
Well, that's fine. You know, I mean, you know, it's an opportunity, though.
What about, in your personal opinion, when you go on a show like that, do you think that they should require you to sing an original song, or should you?
No, the guy had a great voice and stuff, but I mean, just on that alone, I don't know if that's something that should get, I guess it's just at the beginning level, I expected Howard Stern to be a little more harsh. He wasn't even harsh on anybody that I saw at all. He was just a big old softies, like, you get through.
I thought he'd be like, you suck.
Yeah.
What are you trying to prove here? You're an idiot.
But, you know, I mean, if anything, it's just showing that he supports the arts, and I guess I've never really doubted that, you know, that he supports, you know,
of course, he's probably
local arts.
He's probably getting paid a pretty good amount of money to do this, so he's probably going to want to be somewhat nice so everybody doesn't hate him.
And
of course,
why would he want to be down on somebody else's opportunity, you know, when he was there at some point too, right?
Oh my God. Gary Murphy. Then I said, I don't watch the news much. You watch the news? I try to stay. I don't know why. I don't like it.
No.
That's boring.
I don't.
So then I posted on Facebook.
With commercials.
Yeah, I posted on Facebook that the Melvins were going to be on Carson Daly, which was just pretty awesome. I thought it was weird, but he always has kind of...
You don't watch Carson to see Carson?
No. I watched for some bands, and then I thought that's weird, and then a friend of mine said on the comments, he said, weird? He's like, Buzz Osborne's been showing up on Fox News every once in a while. And I was like, well, I don't watch Fox News or News for that matter, so I didn't know that.
Fox has that show, though, late at night that's like a comedy show. It's called Red Eye, and they have comedians and stuff. I've seen, like, Louis C.K. and stuff on there. And, you know, they just bring him in. When I saw it, it was almost surreal. It was him arguing with this lady who was against masturbation. And, you know.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
She was a little uptight.
Yeah. She was kind of hot.
And he's like, I'm going to masturbate to you later on.
Yep. He goes, it doesn't make me a bad person. He goes, it's something that I do. It's part of me. He goes, I'm a father. I'm a good father. And I'm a good person. And I'm going to masturbate and think about you later tonight. And she was just like so uncomfortable. It was awesome. He says some stuff that not everybody would say.
Yeah.
Which is pretty, 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 pretty cool.
Do you have any thoughts on the Bill Ward thing? You know, the Bill Ward Black Sabbath stuff?
I think that's pretty...
They took him out of the pictures.
What? Well, no, from what I heard, though...
He requested it.
His lawyers, he requested it because he didn't want people to think that he was on the tour.
I'm going
to
say two words to start out. Sharon Osbourne. That's what it's all about. She's freaking Yoko Ono. She's all about business.
Or is Yoko Ono
so
Sharon Osbourne?
I did a little bit of research because at first I'm like wanting to take sides. I'm like, Black Sabbath's a dick for giving him an unsignable contract because that's what his plea was. He was like, they sent me a contract that was totally, I'm a fourth of the original band. I deserve as much, and I believe he does. I believe the drummer deserves just as much as Ozzy or Tony Iommi. So what? He didn't write any notes. He made all the beats. I mean, he's the dude. So I found out later that they just wanted him to do like a select amount of shows, and they were going to have like Ozzy's drummer do the rest. And they weren't going to pay him as much, and he wasn't going to get to do the whole tour.
No.
And so he said that's unacceptable. So then they said, well, he said it's unacceptable, so apparently he doesn't want to be part of the reunion. And then so it came down to, well, I'm not going to do it, 100%, lawyers, all that litigation and whatnot, and then... The lawyer said, please take him out of our pictures. Well, unbeknownst to most of the people who revolted like crazy, they said, that's sacrilege. You know, it's not Sabbath without the drummer. And why are you guys posting, like, they cut him out of the pictures. Every picture on the website. And then it also said that they took the Dio and, what was that other singer for him, Ian Gillan? Mm-hmm. They took those records out of the discography and only have the Ozzy ones in there.
Weird.
That's fucking Sharon Osbourne. I don't care what you say. Because if they have those other people in there, then they have to give the Dio Family Trust money or something, which is, they should give the Dio Family Trust money.
Yeah.
He's been dead for 2 years. We spoke on that earlier before you got here, Jerry. Can you believe it's been 2 years since
two years.
In May, right?
Yeah, this month. Yeah, just a couple weeks ago. Dio's been dead for two years. I can't believe it.
Anything that has to do with Sabbath is heavy in every direction. And then to start messing with it in I'm not down with any of that.
Yeah.
And acting like little schoolgirls arguing about if I'm going to, I don't know. Can't it just be about the music, man?
Yeah.
Couldn't they just all got along to begin with?
Do you guys believe that hell is for children? Do you think that's real?
I think just like Santa Claus is for children.
The Easter Bunny is for children.
If you're going to tell the biggest lie, you might as well tell one about the day of Jesus' birth, and then one day say, that wasn't right. There really isn't a Santa Claus, and the only thing that changed is the fact that now you know there's not a Santa Claus, and the gifts kept coming. I'm getting off in another direction,
okay.
But it's pretty silly.
I would like to interject here, but my first impression of the episode, this is my...
Yes, hell is for children, to
this
answer
is my
question.
Impression of God. Hi, I'm God, and I love all of my children so much that I sacrificed my only begotten son to die for your sins. Yet if you sin and don't repent, I'm going to make you burn in hell, in fire, in brimstone for the rest of eternity. That sounds like that's very contrasting. I don't believe that a God who loves you so much and is based on forgiveness and loving your brother and feeding the sick and sacrificing your only son for these people, there's no hell. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Yeah, I'm kind of right there with you.
I don't believe it.
I'm right there with you.
I don't know
and
what
I think
to
you
say.
Could do maybe three episodes back to back.
Religious.
The Father, and then the next episode the Son. The Son, and the next one the Holy Ghost, and we can go round and round, but... Basically,
I
think Jesus Christ is a tax man like any other. It's just a different approach.
Well, we touched on it a bit. I know you didn't get a chance to check out the first episode yet, Jer, but we touched on the fact that when the Bible says on one of the days, God created the heavens and the earth, right?
That's right.
What about fucking Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter?
My favorite is night and day. And then,
it was good.
The earth is spinning around, and it's always night, and it's always day. It's not a switch.
He said, let there be light.
Shit,
I forgot about that.
That was Bon Scott that said that shit.
No, that was let there be rock. Guitar. Drums. Let there be light.
And there was light.
So we better... Dustin, careful with those subjects. Pretty soon we'll be like...
we'll be the religious podcast.
We'll be anti-Pat Robertson podcast. We're like, here are our religious views that are totally seem like a satanic cult to anybody who's over 60 and watches the 700.
Yeah, I'm certainly not trying to be offensive to anybody. All I got to say is just think about it.
That's right. Think about it.
That's all you really have to
And think. If you can be cool about it, you'd probably not worry about listening to Slayer, which is going to be a segue for my next. Have you guys heard about what happened to Jeff Hanneman, right?
No. What happened?
Okay, over a year.
He got bit by a spider or
something? Right, but almost...
That was like a year ago, over a year
ago,
right?
He's still not back.
That's not good.
No, he almost had to have his arm amputated.
They were saying he almost died.
No, he was in a medically induced coma for over several hours, and then my friend Dave Forsythe, who I know he's going to be listening to this if he hasn't already... He said it wasn't...
Why are you listening, Dave?
So they're over in Bolivia or somewhere weird touring.
Dave's in Bolivia?
No, Slayer was. And he got bit by a spider, right? Or something. I guess it was right here. And he's like, it's heroin. It's an abscess from heroin.
So it's this mud vein
But it's bad. Not. It's not, though, because I don't know.
Is mud vein going bad? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's mud vein.
Hell yeah.
It's,
I hope they're going
bad. No. I'm talking about...
Hell Yeah's involved, too?
Riding the brown horse
and
all that.
Well, that's the singer from Mudvayne, is Hell Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, Hell Yeah. You didn't
Speaking
know that?
Speaking of singers and weird bands, I'm watching Slash, right? And I like Slash. I saw Slash in Slash's baseball at the Roseland one time. But
it's
now
weird.
He's playing with the guy, Miles Kennedy, who's from the Altered Bridge, which Altered Bridge, right, is Creed with the singer from Shinedown.
Okay, now I didn't know that You know what's so weird?
Ron tells me he's from Shinedown. I have not looked this up.
It's weird that you would bring this up because just last night I was watching Palladia, which is a channel
on
TV, and they were playing the Sonosphere Festival from 2011, and it had Slash, and it's got that one song, which I thought was Velvet Revolver. Yeah. So I didn't know who the singer was, and then they're singing.
You nailed it.
They're singing Paradise City, and I was like, "Who is this
you can
guy?"
Put that in any song.
So Miles Kennedy, I don't know who he is, and I don't even care about him. I was talking.
Yeah,
about,
he played with the Guns N' Roses on at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He sounds kind of like Axl, but not really. I don't know.
You can reach it. He used to be a guitar instructor, from what I know, actually. I don't think he came from Shinedown. I think Ron's giving me false information.
Yeah, I don't
know. What's Ron know about Shinedown? Anyway, he should be talking about Shinedown.
He should be talking about Slayer, like I was trying to, and you switched it to Shinedown. So anyway, not to shut down your butt rock session, but the dude from Slayer almost lost his arm.
You know what you call
it,
Christian rap?
Crap.
Yes,
no,
right.
I just guessed that. We haven't talked about it.
My mom guessed the same thing, and she wasn't offended at all because she doesn't listen to rap.
There's also another form of crap. It's just country rap. You've heard country rap? Anyway, so Jeff Hanneman, he can't even do the tour, so Gary Holt from Exodus is filling in for...
He's done it before, right?
Yes, he's done it the whole last tour. Now check this out. Their old Exodus's old guitarist, Rick Hunolt, who was on the first five or six albums, he works at the Dollar Store in Clearwater, California. He's the manager of the Dollar Store. But he has an opportunity because of the fact that Gary Holt is on
you
tour.
You want to give him a dollar.
Gary Holt is on tour with Slayer, but Exodus is supposed
this
to be touring.
This is like an Anvil scenario.
Yeah, check it out. Exodus has got to be touring in Europe. So they're getting their old guitarist that works at the Dollar Store to fill in for Gary Holt, who's filling in for Jeff Hanneman, and he's doing seven or nine shows in Europe and getting paid $35,000.
So you're saying Jeff, though, is going around and he's going to work at the Dollar Store for him, right? He's going to cover his shift at the Dollar Store?
No, he should. I didn't even think about that. So maybe Jeff Hanneman will be working at the Clearwater.
You never hear price check at the Dollar Store, do you?
No.
I went to a dollar store one time and they had candy bars that were two for a dollar, and I took one up to the counter and they were going to charge me a dollar for one. I was like, it's two for a dollar or one for a dollar.
Everything's $1.
They didn't have any quarters. I'm like, well, doesn't somebody come and give you quarters somewhere?
See, that sounds like a good
buy. You have to change that nowadays because
that sounds like a
deposit
good
on everything. So you have to pay a dollar plus the deposit.
See, that sounds like it'd be a good prank to go into a dollar store or a Dollar Tree or whatever it could be and wear an outfit that looks like you work at Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
And just be acting like you're stocking the shelves and just everyone's like, I need a price check on aisle 7.
You're actually a stalker.
And then someone will be a shelf stalker.
That's right.
Yeah. I would like to go in there with a price gun and just start.
You just go in there and stare at the shelves.
Okay, so you walk into Dollar Tree, you're a stalker with a gun. A price gun. You're stalking shelves.
An orange 9mm.
And you're calling for a price check on aisle 7. What's the price of the pens on aisle 7? $1. All right, thank you. That's funny. We probably only got about 15 more minutes. We did have some technical difficulties during this episode, but we seem to be rolling right along, so that's cool. Did you guys ever eat at Arby's recently?
I have.
Recently?
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
Okay, Arby's in Michigan. A 14-year-old boy got a fingertip in his roast beef sandwich.
How would he tell the difference?
Dude, that's like the hitcher.
But it wasn't the whole fingertip. It was just like the lady was slicing the roast beef, and she sliced off the middle knuckle area on the bottom. And it was
about, forgot about it.
No, she freaked out and ran out to go to the doctor and didn't tell anybody. Ah, I got my finger! And then everyone's like, where did Sarah go? Oh, we better get these sandwiches done so we get to the roast beef. And the guy said he took a bite, and he's like, someone's... So he pulls it out of his mouth, and it's this quarter-inch thick fingertip. He's going to be a rich boy, or his parents are, but that's gross.
You have to live with that for the rest of your life, man.
So you know what they call that when you get like a thumb,
in
your chili?
See it, though?
He felt it, and it wasn't chewing up like a roast beef should.
It just tasted like one of his calluses that he chewed off
something. It tastes like a fingernail. No, so you know what they call that? When you find like a piece of food or something in your food, it's called a meal breaker.
That's funny.
I'm sorry. Hey, what do we got? Our sound man is back. Awesome. Hey, while you were gone, we had some technical difficulties. The battery kept dying on the recorder, but we saved it.
Fixed it.
Good. So because of your graciousness and your sound quality awesomeness that you've done, we've this episode is brought to you by the Cash House in Albany.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Kevin loves that store. So, yeah, you guys getting some almost free promo.
Yeah.
Not quite free, but...
Cash House. Come to us.
But we didn't know the address. We just said it was kind of over by the old McDonald's in the
Sure, yeah.
Specific?
Yeah, 1250.
1250 Pacific.
Yeah, Albany, 1250 Oregon. Ferry Street.
Or something.
Yeah.
We'll get something like that.
Yeah. Corner of we'll Ferry get the as well.
Details. Ferry.
Should we try out some segments?
Yeah, Dustin has some ideas for some segments.
Do you have any ideas microphone? For some segments?
Not segments per se, just like the plug segment where I'd like to mention some upcoming shows.
I got a music trivia one called Stumptarian where I'm going to try to stump you in yes. musical trivia.
So
I want to witness
So
this.
If you are unable to stump me, does that mean I get to stump you? Hi-oh!
Yes, baby.
For you people who know about the stand-up on one leg thing, that can mean a totally different thing for stumping.
Yes. All right, so this is my Stump Terry question. Ouch. You're familiar with Rat, right?
The band Rat?
Yes. Huh. And the song Round and Round, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
What I want to know is, does he ever tell you why?
Just give it time. Oh, my way, just give it time. Time. Round and round.
I don't know. If
what comes around goes around. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Dig!
Dig? That is why?
I think that's why. Now, does that count as a winner? Okay. I'll tell you
the
why!
The answer is dig.
Why?
Dig!
Like Romeo. Maybe why is like Romeo and Juliet.
That's pretty close.
I don't know. Well, I think that's going to have to be...
I think we're just going to have to give it time.
Yeah, we're going to have to give it time on some segments.
Earlier.
If anybody has any ideas for
sorry,
segments...
Sorry,
that's all right. He
my
wasn't
bad,
even paying
attention. My bad.
That was the first thing I said. I'm like, just give it time.
If you have any ideas for segments out there, right, people can send them in, right?
We're going to try to get some sort of a hookup to where we can hook our phone up to the board, and we're going to have a segment upcoming called...
The Human Centipede.
Let's Call Pat. No, it's going to be called Let's Call Pat.
Centipad.
Actually, Jeff said we should call it Where's Wombacker?
Yeah.
And we're going to call him. He never answers his phone.
Pat
he
is rarely, Jay, man. Nice.
Yeah, he rarely texts. We had a story about him last week, and... I found an old Milwaukee can that had been shotgunned in my bush and behind my house. It had to have been there 20 years. Yeah. They don't make them anymore. So I saved it, and we said it was probably Pat Wombacker that shotgunned it. But I sent him a link to his email, dude, to where he wouldn't have to copy it off of his phone or anything. I said, while you're at work doing your pencil pushing and you got nothing else going on,
Yeah. Listen
to this show. He didn't text me back.
He doesn't text anybody back. I wanted him to just take on the Red Hot Chili Peppers and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So what are you
over Deep
take?
Purple?
Oh, for
is
what?
Is Deep Purple
what?
Not in there?
No, Red Hot Chili Peppers are you kidding me? That's yeah. Deep Purple's not in there, and that's like what?
I don't
that's
think
all
that
I got to say about
that. I don't
that.
Think the Red Hot Chili Peppers should be. Excuse me, in before Deep Purple.
Is Blue Oyster
yeah,
Cult in there?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know that the answer to that question.
What's the big fucking deal about Don't Fear the Reaper? What's the big fucking deal about that song?
It's got cowbell.
That's my new segment. What's the big fucking deal about that song? And today it's Don't Fear the
Reaper. Well, it's because it's like a soundtrack piece in a movie or something, and that really helped it.
What, Dazed and Confused or whatever?
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. That's what I'm picturing. A big eyeball in the sky and all that.
Play that cow pipe.
Oh, yeah.
That had a, dude,
that's resonating. In my ear.
More cowbell. No, I don't really... that was like one
is
of the first...
Is that a Bic on Bic, dude? Or is that... That's just some generic off
No, check it
Bic.
Out, dude. That's a great thing to bring to the next... I want to do a quick plug here for Field Notes. You ever heard of Field Notes?
I just did.
Go to fieldnotesbrand.com.
Oh,
actually,
yeah. You posted some of this, yes.
Yeah, I got to actually donate or contribute, you'd say, some video footage of Red Fang to a guy who made a video. And he sent me, like, all these notebooks. Dude, it was cool. They're little notebooks that are durable for outdoor. And, you know, they use them for their tour.
What kind of notes are you putting in there?
Tour notes?
Can you roll anything with those, or are they too heavy grade?
No, they're kind of grid paper right now. This is my TagCast podcast.
That's what I carry
around.
That's
like a payday bomber going on there. You can peel one of those out.
That's what I use, actually. I use Zigzag papers. I use those as a little booklet.
Weird. That's expensive.
Yeah, well, you got to use a Sharpie on that.
See, but a lot of people like to use
writing on rice.
And I do myself. A lot of people like to use their tablet. No, I can see it, or their phone.
That's a niche for some artwork.
I like to put it in my pocket. And it's more physical. I'm sorry too. You guys are raining on my Cool Notes parade.
Sorry.
But they're made out of durable stuff that you can get it wet and not.
Well, so it doesn't matter if we rain on it then.
Exactly, and they've got little. Things in here.
That's how good they are.
Here's some suggestions as what you could use this book for. Sinful thoughts. Blood drive schedule.
What?
You could use it for lists of suspected... shit, I fucking blew that. You can use it for lists of suspected communists.
Well, that's a good idea.
You could use it for fire engine sketches.
Or you could send analog texts with it.
And you can also use it to keep track of lusts and trysts.
Oh, that's perfect.
And the last one, former crushes.
Can I use it to press leaves?
It does not say that, but you can use it for...
Do people do that anymore?
Blood splatter forensics.
Because when books are gone and it goes all digital, you can't press a leaf in a Kindle. You know what I'm talking about when you press
a
leaf in a book?
That's true.
That's a good
one. Won't be able to do that with a Kindle.
But you can still, there'll still be paper though, won't there, even if there's not books?
I don't know.
But you could have one of the niche stores and it would still be cool.
Hey, how are we going to know how many minutes we've gone at this point?
I don't know. How many minutes have you gone?
I'll never tell.
Oh, we're into minutes now.
Well, we'd like to go about
an hour. Real minutes.
We'd like to go about an hour. No, I'm talking Padcock.
What if the singer from Boston moved to Chicago? Who would go on there?
Ooh, good one.
They would have to dig him up and move him because
I think
dead.
That would really blow.
Dude, I don't know.
You got the singer from Boston singing for
Chicago?
It'd definitely be better in the 80s because the 80s Chicago, that stuff.
You know why Elsa would, be better in the 80s?
Why?
Because he would be alive. Bradley Delp is dead.
Yeah, that's
right. I don't know if you guys know this or not.
You just walk away.
Check it out.
Walk away.
He killed himself.
Who did? Was it one of those?
I was going to guess that it was either going to be a suicide or it was going to be a heroin overdose.
Was it one of those auto asphyxiation kind of?
Yeah. No, here's the funny twist.
Because how come those only started? Did not people not do those before?
This is the funny twist, dude. Before he sang for Boston, he worked for a barbecue company. Hibachi. Now, here's how he killed himself. He took like 4 hibachis and duct taped them open and fucking turned them on in his garage and killed himself with hibachi gas. Oh. Is that fucking weird?
Yeah, hibachi.
Why did he have to run them through the barbecues? Why didn't he just pull the tanks off the thing?
Dude, he sang for Boston. He's not the smartest guy.
They were just another local band out of Boston.
Trying to sing all the songs that Tom Scholz wrote. Because they wanted a full band that could play it all live.
I know, so they wanted a full band, they should have got Chicago in on the back, and they had horns and everything.
He was smoking and choking.
I think he was just sitting in there pretending like he was having a barbecue. They all just breathe deep. Smoking! Smoking! The barbecue's on, I'm gonna keep on toking. Smoking! Son of a bachi, I'm gonna keep on moking.
Died from choking. That's terrible.
What is,
Sir, are we...
You got any final thoughts before we
get
to get
a little more
section.
Positive vibe going towards the end there.
Oh.
Oh, all right. Should we talk about Donna Summer being dead again?
Oh.
Is it too soon?
Yeah, it's up.
It already happened, so...
Let's wait and talk about it this summer. We might...
Summer's not coming, though.
Here's this. Check this out. I was wondering if we maybe should wrap up today.
Has it
been an hour?
That's what I'm saying. Anybody got any final thoughts? And then we'll go to some plugs.
My final thought is thanks to Jeff for helping us out with his little setup that he's got. It made it way easier for us. I forgot some of my cords. I'd like to thank Jerry Murphy for stopping by.
Thanks
for the impromptu invite. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. I didn't know you were coming by today.
Knock and chop right in there.
Our transmissions crossed, but I'm glad you could bring it down there, and we'll schedule you back in for sure.
Yeah, hey, and shout out to everybody out there that was having trouble getting the
on last Saturday, we had some technical difficulties, and we were pointing people there, and unbeknownst to any of us, it was not available. But we fixed it on that Sunday morning, and it is back available. Any of you guys who tried, sorry about that.
Yeah, try again. It'll be worth it.
Please try again. It's like, you know, well, I guess it's old school now when you used to screw the cap off a little pop and it would say, sorry, try again. Now that you got to enter the code online, it doesn't even know if you lost.
I know. I just throw them away. Or I just turn them back in for 5 cents. So, yeah, thanks everybody for listening.
The window.
Please tune back in on Friday. We will have our guest, Seth Mustine. He will be here. And so that's it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in.
Heck yeah.
We will see you guys next week. Or
TagCastPodcast.com, right?
Yep. We'll see you guys on Friday.